95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Details? What details?
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man!
Oh, what's up?
What's happening, my brother?
You know.
Stuff and nonsense.
Hanging.
You aren't going to believe what
hanging
I'm...
Hanging and banging? What?
It's just looking up for you, because I saw your post earlier today about a really wonderful song, and I am stunned, shocked, and upset that it's in the system here.
We have it?
Why?
This is a
Keith!
Song...
What the hell's going on?
Okay, first of all, everyone dies, including horses.
I know. They have to kill horses in this song.
Second of all, it's so dull and down and just, it's a trudge.
Virtually every girl I know likes it because as a little girl,
what?
They loved this song. And, of course, Bean. Yeah, I saw Bean chime in.
He said that was our song about he and his wife. And that's hilarious.
But... We're talking about this one, Wildfire, Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah, we're not going to play the whole thing.
Oh, we're going to play it over and over again.
It came
today.
On at home, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Why
fast
did it
enough.
Come on at home?
It was a scramble thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, like a stream, like radio stations. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's enough.
Woo! I've owned a lot of bad music in my life. I've never owned this one. And then someone on Twitter. Someone on Twitter actually was upset that you didn't like this song. What did he say?
Let's see. He said, sir, this is blasphemy and probably the first time I have truly disagreed with you.
Because you don't like the song. How can that be the first time?
I put Wildfire by Michael Murphy is a dumpster fire inside a collapsed building inside an active volcano. And that's accurate, and I stand by it. And I can't believe we have it.
I know. I don't know what it's doing in there.
Can we delete it?
Should be. Keith! Delete!
Seriously.
French fries!
Seriously. Give me five today.
Today is going to be really exciting. I've been looking forward to it all week. Today's give me five.
He's scrambling to find out what it is.
Oh, clothing.
Clothing, yes.
And wildfire songs. Songs about horses.
Nope.
All songs about horses
dying. top five Halloween candy.
Oh.
It's going to get rough.
Is this a dollar thing?
It's going to get ugly up in this bitch.
Oh,
no,
man.
We're going to take calls.
Oh, okay. All right. Like, your favorite earwax candy, right?
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to stand for any nonsense. Or
no
tomfoolery.
Nope.
We don't do that.
Jocularity or horseplay.
Correct.
Right out. No horseplay, especially.
Ozzy has a new clothing line.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
It goes along with patient number 9.
Okay, all right. So it's like straight jackets, I suppose?
The Pope says that priests watch porn.
So
that's great.
That's good to know.
KLOS $100,000 name game.
Woo! 1,800 bucks is where it's at right now.
This hour, before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Number 9. Patient number 9, Ozzy, one of his latest from that new album.
He's putting out some new clothes. I don't know if you're aware of
this. I didn't know that. This is the first time hearing of this.
Midnight Art Department and Ozzy Osbourne come together for a collaboration.
Okay.
Now, I love this idea because Ozzy dresses pretty cool.
He always has, going all the way back to the 60s. Very, very cool, yeah.
So they're putting stuff out for patient number 9 for this album.
Uh-huh.
And some of the stuff that they're putting out, let's see, T-shirts marked with patient number 9. Accompanying accessories include a cap, a sleep cap, I guess.
Oh, really?
I would guess.
I wonder if it helps you dream weird things.
A rosary.
Oh, that's awesome.
A necklace.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite.
Yeah.
And I have to get this.
Yeah.
A sleep mask with Ozzy's piercing glare.
Oh, that's awesome. I want that.
Right?
Yes. We all need this.
Look at that.
And it's on you. How did you do that?
I'm just photoshopping it going on. But it's
that
fantastic.
Is creepy as hell.
I know. I
can
love
you imagine
it.
Walking into a room and your insignificant other is there asleep with that on?
No. I don't want Ozzy looking at me all night. Oh, my God. But I'll wear it.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
How can you get this? Where is it?
It's going to be available. I believe it is.
Certainly online. I'm sure you can go to Ozzy.
Midnight to October 28th. So tonight.
Oh, sweet.
No, tomorrow. I'm sorry. Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Tomorrow.
Well done, Ozzy. Salute.
Salute indeed.
We will be wearing your stuff, dude.
The Pope was asked a question about how the new generation of priests and seminaries could responsibly use digital tools to spread a Christian message.
And this is one of the weirder stories I've seen in a while. This falls under truth in advertising to me.
Yeah, true. The Pope has said priests and nuns give in to temptation and watch online pornography.
And I was like, wow.
And that's the
fact.
That's the only headline that ran.
Yeah. But I thought he was saying it was okay.
The second part of that is, and urges priests to delete adult apps.
I never read the second
one. No, it's never. That doesn't matter. But almost all of the headlines say... Man. Pope says priests watch porn.
Right.
And that's it. That's right. The whole headline. So I thought perhaps we could reach... do we have Pope Francis?
Yes, I believe.
On the phone?
He's on line 69.
Buenos dias, my children.
Are you Bela Lugosi?
No, I'm from Buenos Aires. I'm Latino.
Oh, I see.
I see.
Well, it's an honor to have you on our show, Your Holiness.
It is... my honor. The honor is all mine to talk to the great Kevin and Slago.
Now, there's a lot of problems going on in the Catholic Church because the headlines for all of the articles are that the Pope says that priests watch porn.
Oh, yeah, that's really odd thing to say.
The articles go on to say they're trying to stop that because it's a negative thing.
I honestly
thought, the headlines are very misleading.
I thought it meant they're like, and you should be cool with that because, you know, they got to do something.
Right, that's because they're people.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
How are
that's
you handling this at the Vatican?
We're not handling it as best as we possibly can, but we're doing our best to handle it in a way that is holy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. If priests and nuns and people of the church are going to watch the pornography, they should watch the right pornography. And the same goes for the layperson, like you, Kevin.
Yeah.
You, Slago.
Me?
There's a difference between... holy porn and regular porn.
Oh,
would you like me to give you some insight
into
some of the porn that is good for you?
Yes, please.
I didn't think this category existed, but go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know.
There is an entire archive of approved holy porn.
Okay.
Like the amazing title, Kneel Before Him.
Right.
That one's okay?
It's great. It's great film. Very avant-garde. How about... the Resurrection.
That was like a 91X thing, I think, at one time.
By your brother's fluffer?
This doesn't...
somebody's got to be in. It's not going to be me.
This does...
Oh, beautiful film. By their boobs, ye shall know them.
These are all on the approved list. That's what you're saying.
These are approved. Yes. See. These are approved.
Okay.
This one's a little wordy. Give me a second.
Okay.
Many that are first shall see ass, and the ass shall be first.
That's pretty strong.
If you want to get into Gonzo, how about Bang Bus Bethlehem?
Isn't that a sequel to the Debbie Does Everything series?
It's true. Yeah, it's true. It's in the same universe.
Right.
How about Samson Rex Delilah? This one's a bit dicey. Three wise men, one cup. All right. You guys have a great
day. Thank you, Your Holiness.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boobs. All right. Hey.
All right. I don't want any arguing.
All right, Dad. Sorry. Whatever.
I just posted my top five Halloween candy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. All right.
It's the stuff that I would like to get the most if I were trick-or-treating today.
You truly love sweets.
I do.
Candy.
I do.
And stuff. So you could easily come up with a top five.
Yes, easy.
Wow, I don't know that I could.
Easy.
This is weird.
And one of them.
I don't care much for candy. Isn't that weird? I know. I don't care. Bye. Kevin's leaving. Wait. Hold on. No, I mean, there's a couple. I have a couple I like. I like Reese's Pieces a lot. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Well, he's gone. I guess. I guess I'll ask you. Oh, you're back. You heard the Reese's Pieces bit?
No, I like Reese's Pieces.
Frozen Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, by the way.
All right. Ooh.
It's been a long time since someone just got up and walked out on me. Like a week.
It's been too long. All right, listen. My number five, I understand, is going to be a strange one because most of you may not know it.
Okay. All right.
But
yeah,
it might be the best candy bar on the planet.
But it's number five.
Yeah.
That's not number one.
No.
Okay.
Just because it's not out there enough. There aren't enough of them out there.
Wow, this is a complicated rating process. Is,
Reese's Nutrageous candy bars.
Oh, those are very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really want them, though.
Number Don't make
I've never been able to stop you in your tracks.
Number four is Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah, Kit Kats are good.
Number three is Twix.
Yeah.
Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah! Woo! We're on the same page. Do you freeze them? Have you had them frozen?
Oh, the frozen ones are good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so strong. Good. Oh, my God. Number one is Snickers. That's it. That's the list.
Snickers. You do bring in Snickers quite often.
There's I love
a vending machine here. And
yes.
You support the Snickers habit.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, what's your least favorite candy? Like, if you got something...
Black
you...
licorice?
That's exactly... Look what I wrote
Did you
here.
Put that on there?
Black licorice.
Excellent.
My least favorite.
Excellent.
If I got that, I would rather have a rock like Charlie Brown got.
All right, so here's
freaking
where
freaking black licorice.
Here's the topic at 818-955-KLOS. First of all, if you don't agree with my top five, you're wrong. Second of all, call in with your favorite and least favorite.
So just the number one.
Number one.
And the number 9,486,252nd one.
Your single favorite flavor or candy.
And the one that blows.
And the one that really, really is bad and ruins Halloween for you.
And if it's black licorice, we'll pound you on the back and agree with you 100%.
818-955-KLOS.
Trick or treat!
We are talking about your favorite candy and your least favorite candy. And my top 10 list
is incorrect.
Reese's Nutrageous, Kit Kat, Twix, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Snickers.
Woo!
So that's my list.
That's not a bad list, I have to admit.
There are a lot of people who are calling in with garbage, though. I got to be honest. So we're looking for your favorite and least favorite Halloween candy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen, your favorite and least favorite candy?
I'd probably have to say Almond Joy, and then, sorry, but the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Is your least favorite?
Really?
Oh, wow, you've got a united front against you here.
Wow.
Maybe with caramel, but that's it. I'll have to say that.
Wow.
I am stunned.
What is it like to be so wrong?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My least favorite would be the Heath Bar.
Heath Bar sucks. Go ahead.
And my favorite is any flavor of Tootsie Roll.
Oh, you don't like Tootsie Roll.
I don't like Tootsie Roll.
Your woman hates Tootsie Roll.
Yes.
And we have a whole bowl full of them in the front lawn of our house.
And I certainly don't like it when they try to cover up the flavor by putting in cherry or grape or whatever. The nonsense that this guy likes.
My woman hates the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, really? So more for you when you go trick-or-treating.
Your woman is right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I'd have to say my top that I would absolutely lay for would be the Welch's Fruit Snack.
What the hell is
what
that?
What is it?
Yeah, the gummies.
Fruit snacks. Gotcha.
Only if there's weed in those gummies do I want them.
Oh, you could do that.
I mean, I would like those. I would like those, but I would not put them in my top five.
Or in your mouth.
No. I'm a gummy person. I chocolate goes through me the wrong way.
TMI?
For me, I'd agree with you guys. Black licorice.
Yeah.
I would respectfully take it out of my bag and put it back in their basket.
I would stomp on it right in front of them. And then I'd throw a rock at them out of Charlie Brown's bag.
That's why they don't give you candy anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite and your least favorite Halloween candy. Halloween time, talking about your favorite and least favorite candy.
You know, our pal Scott, who sends us lots of stuff, gives us lots of information. I generally agree with him. I agree with him on music. I agree with him on politics. I agree with him on movies.
Okay.
A lot. I agree with this guy, except today. He had the nerve, and this is upsetting to me.
Okay.
I'm actually upset, Kevin.
Yeah?
He says, Bit O' Honey sucks. Sucks in big caps. Sucks.
Bit O' Honey sucks. S-U-X.
You bastards. It's the best.
Bit O' Honey.
As a small child, I would spend all my money on Bit O' Honey. I love that
You must
crap.
Have been completely broke.
Because
Bit O' Honey
How
is
dare
just
you both.
Garbage.
You're wrong. It's
Bit O' Honey.
I know. Everybody hates it. So that's always plenty of Bit O' Honey. You know what's really bad with Bit O' Honey, though?
I'm starting with no Bit O' Honey.
It's when it's not fresh. Like, it's terrible. If it's like a week past its date, it's like cement.
Then it gets bad. Sure. Yeah, right.
How dare you? How dare you both?
So we're talking about your favorite candy and your least favorite candy. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Your favorite and least favorite candy?
My least favorite would have to be Butterfinger.
Good. Excellent.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, man, I love it in a flurry, man. A McFlurry?
Yeah, you have to cover it up with ice cream, sure. And your favorite?
Sour gummies, very, very sour gummies at 7-Eleven.
Sour gummies? Nope.
I'm addicted to those.
We have very different mouths.
I like sour gummies, but I can't put them in my top five by any stretch.
Think about it, though. Think about it, dude. Do it. Maybe you should. No. Maybe try it. No, just try it.
No.
Put it in the top five.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Peanut M&M's.
Is your favorite?
That's great.
Okay.
And least was Necco Wafers.
Wafers.
Those kind of do suck.
Those do suck. Yeah.
That would be fun to crush them and just throw them at whoever
gave them
to.
Those are just like sawdust.
Yeah.
Throw them at people.
Yes, agreed. Thank you.
Maybe they catch fire if you grind them up good enough. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite candy and your least favorite candy.
This is contentious. I knew it would be.
Yeah, it's like starting to throw down. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it really is. Because a lot of people are really wrong. And those of us that are right
have come up with the ultimate top five list. You posted it, right? At Kevin and Slug?
Not at Kevin and Slug, but mine at the Kevin Ryder.
I see.
But I can. Yeah. Reese's Nutrageous is a candy bar that's great.
And that's number five.
Not enough people know about it. Mm-hmm. Number four is Kit Kat. Number three is Twix. Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And number one is Snickers.
What if I were to say if someone gave me a Twix, I would give it away. I would hand it out to someone.
Okay, give it to me.
I might accidentally step on it.
Give it to me. I would love it.
Okay.
That would be great. So we're looking for your favorite and your least favorite candy. What's yours?
My favorite is probably the whatchamacallit.
Oh, I forgot about those.
I forgot about that, too.
Those are good.
Those are not bad.
Yeah, combo plate of tastes.
All right. Continue.
My least favorite is also the Butterfinger. Oh. But the reason why I strongly detest it is growing up, I always thought the inside was cheddar cheese.
What?
That's odd.
Isn't that the dumbest thing ever?
Yes.
Kids are weird.
That's super weird.
So you probably don't like Chico Stick then, huh? Because that's basically the inside of one. Yeah, without any chocolate. Yeah.
Or bitter honey.
Bitter honey is the worst.
You're killing me. You're murdering me today.
The worst.
Right on. Thank you for breaking my heart.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Elton John's on line three with Kiki D.
Hello.
Hey.
Favorite sweet and salty payday? And the least favorite, that chalk they call sweet tarts.
Oh, I like sweet tarts.
They are chalkish.
They are very chalkish.
They are chalkish.
Yeah. I wonder if it would happen if you crunched them up and snorted them. Guys.
Thank you. Do you
right
too.
Back to you. Thanks.
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe you like crush them up and snort them.
Oh, interesting. We'll have to try that. You'll have to try
Don't try that, kids.
KLOS, hello.
Okay. Least favorite, black licorice.
Yeah. Blech.
Ugh.
Why do they make that crap?
I have no idea. Anyways, favorite. Kit Kat.
Oh, really?
Kit Kat's pretty strong.
It's in your top five, right?
Yeah,
Kevin?
I do love that. Yeah.
So there you go.
Kit Kat's number four for me. Right on. Well done.
There you go. Thanks for calling. I just heard from a very good friend of mine who says, "Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down?"
I am.
And I know that she's speaking the truth here. This whole conversation is how I know you are both amateur candy lovers.
How dare that?
I mean, she could actually easily give us a list of about the top 50 that she loves.
Yeah. Listen, this isn't my first rodeo.
But you've been called an amateur today.
Yeah, I know. I can take it because things get heated when you talk candy.
That's true.
It's not my first conversation. Hello.
Hi. Clearly you have an opinion.
Favorite candy, Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Least favorite, candy corn sucks.
Yes, it does.
What did you call it?
Yes, it does.
The earwax of
Satan's earwax. That's what it is.
Right this second, it's...
Give it five.
We do five songs in a row?
That's right.
Five songs in a row.
Like the singer
said. Yeah, what he just said, yeah. Kevin Slager. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know who that is.
And we have a theme.
Oh, yeah?
For each Give Me Five, we have a theme.
Today's theme is clothing, and I gotta say, we're starting off a little tricky. This is Fog Hat.
Wow.
So it can be bands or
wow.
Subtitles.
We're starting with a stretch.
We love to do that.
Wow.
So what do you got for us? Go ahead and stretch it. 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter, at Kevin and Sliga.
Fog
See, because the theme for Give Me Five is clothing.
Fog Hat.
And the band's name is Fog Hat. And hat is clothing.
So, yeah.
So that's there how that go. Works.
Hi, KLOS. What do you got?
How about Sharp Dressed Man, ZZ Top?
Perfect. Who are you?
Sean.
Of the Dead?
Thank you, Sean.
You got red on you.
Tis Give Me Five. The theme is clothing. KLOS, hello.
Hi there. I've got a great one for the Gimme Five.
All right, what do you got?
How about Those Shoes by the Eagles?
A damn fine suggestion. Who's this?
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Kala Mesa.
I got to throw this out of there, and I hope somebody else heard it. I hear Presidents of the United States of America, Kitty, in that song. When he's, like, talking, it sounds like the lyrics to that. I think Pot USA stole that.
Huh.
That's weird. I never made that combo. Wait, so what do you got?
You never know what you're going to hear on Gimme 5. This is the clothing edition.
That's right.
So I was thinking Raspberry Beret.
Ah, Prince. Ah, we don't have that in here.
But Don't Make Me Go Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, no. No. Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
That's a
strong.
I love that song.
I do, too.
I used to listen to that, like, over and over and over. And let's listen to it right now.
Awesome. Love you guys.
Seriously, pick the needle up and put it back on that record again. It did when I was whatever. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It is our Gimme 5 clothing edition. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Gimme 5 clothing edition.
Hat.
Hat?
Hat. Yes, that is a part of the clothing.
Hat.
Hat.
Hi, KLOS.
Hi, I was hoping you would play Fairies Wear Boots.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's not bad.
That's a fine...
I love that song. I never get to hear it, and it's one of my favorite Black Sabbath songs.
We will absolutely do that for you.
Awesome, thank you.
Hat.
Hat. That was the most interesting call of the week.
Hat.
We were doing Gimme 5, and the theme was clothing.
And we were asking for songs that had clothing in it, or maybe bands.
Which
had...
everyone understood.
Yeah, except this gentleman who just called and said,
hat.
And we said, is that a band, a song? He goes, nope, just a piece of clothing. And we said, thanks for calling.
Hat.
Okay.
I love it. Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Ozzy has a new set of clothing that comes out tomorrow, including a sleep mask with his eyes on it.
It is brilliant and frightening.
Love it.
It's perfect for Ozzy.
The Pope is not suggesting that you watch porn.
Boy, I misunderstood that message today.
But if you do, try Three Wise Men in a Cup. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank for $2,400.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty myself, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Hey. I have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's going to be Saturday, right?
Saturday at Crypto.com Arena.
Are you going to be there? Because you go to so many
celebrating Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, nice. Yes, please. That's my favorite time of the year.
All fans in attendance will receive an LA Kings Sugar Skull t-shirt.
Are you going to be there?
Which is this one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. So we will take caller 13, 818-955 KLOS.
Why do you refuse to answer whether you're not going to be there?
Yeah, I'm not positive I'm going to be there.
Oh, I see.
That's why.
Yeah.
Thank you for continuing to ask.
Are you going to be there?
Because I appreciate
you
that.
You go to so many of those
it's so fun.
Games whenever you can.
It's so fun. When I first came to L.A., 1989, before I started working on the other station, I went to the Forum.
Right.
To see the
Kings.
The
Great Western Forum.
Yes, to see the Kings with Wayne Gretzky. And I just remember sitting in the crowd going,
this is a good time.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Wow, that's cool.
It will never get better than this.
Wow, nice.
And it didn't. It went downhill from there. But it was, it was quite the fun time.
Oh, that's cool.
And yes, I've spent my life there watching the entire...
I mean, damn, how many games do you think you've been to?
I don't have any.
Hat.
I don't have any way of knowing that. That guy wants a hat. We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS if you want a 4-pack, or you can get your tickets today at lakings.com/tickets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
$1,800, is that right?
Chance for you to play the KLOS $100,000 name game before 4.
You need to win this money from us. Take it.
Who would like to play the KLOS $100,000 name game?
Me.
If you'd like to play that, it's up to $1,800.
Oh, man.
We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. Yeah, baby.
$1,800.
$1,800.
KLOS. Who is this?
This is Greg.
Greg?
Yes.
You are caller 13.
Oh, right on.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I try and listen. I've been listening, yeah.
Yeah, right, good. So you already have a guess forming in your head?
I do.
Just like I have gas forming in my gut.
Don't tell us yet. I'm going to give you the clue, and then Sligo's going to tell you the last two guesses to kind of help you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the clue is, it's the first and last name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Mickey Mouse and Jiminy Cricket. I had to think of what that was. So what do you got for $1,800?
How about Fred Flintstone?
Ah,
sorry, that's incorrect.
You know why I bet it's not right? Is because he used to smoke. Remember that he used to actually do cigarette commercials back in the day.
Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, yeah. They had Flintstone cigarette commercials. Look them up online.
Really?
Look them up, yeah.
Wow.
I bet that's why.
What a dick. Fred Flintstone is a dick.
And he didn't get you any money, dude. Boo.
Boo indeed.
I'll keep trying.
$2,000 between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah, do that. Keep trying. And yes.
$2,000 between 4 and 5, he tried to say. On KLOS.
I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break. That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend. Yeah, Fred.
That's so weird, isn't it?
That is crazy. I'm watching it right now.
Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter.
They're sitting there smoking Winston cigarettes behind the house.
Specially selected
in black and white.
Specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
All right, we got it.
Everybody, Winston tastes good. The name game.
Wants to play the name game.
$100,000 altogether, $2,000 right this minute.
Call right now, be caller 13 818 955 KLOS. Good luck. Just ahead of Gibby Five.
That's about clothing today.
We are playing the name game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Christine.
Christine, you are caller 13. That is the correct caller. So we're going to give you the question and then the last two guesses, and the jackpot is up to $2,000.
Awesome.
200, party over. Whoops, out of time.
We are looking for the first and last name of a classic cartoon character.
And let me tell you, the last person said that he'd been listening, but he guessed the same one that someone had said earlier, Fred Flintstone. So it's Fred Flintstone and Mickey Mouse as the last couple of guesses. Actually, Mickey Mouse was our first guess.
It was the first guess, yeah.
So they weren't paying attention. Have you been, and do you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
All right.
All righty. What is it?
Scooby-Doo.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Sorry. Try again next hour when it's $2,200.
So were you Thelma or Daphne?
Thelma.
Me too. The name
game, name game. You know it, baby.
That wacky game.
Hey, give us a call. Give us a ring-a-ding-ding.
You'd never say that. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Be caller 13 right this second at 818-955-KLOS.
You'll get to play with us, and while you're dialing, here is Epiphany. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen on KLOS. Kevin, you might find this hard to believe, but the other night I was really, really drunk.
What?
And I was listening to KLOS, and Greg Beharo played that song. I just, like, had my headphones on, blasting it. What a great song.
That is great.
Mammoth. Agreed. Wolfgang Van Halen Epiphany. I love that song, and that's nice and all, but let's give away some money.
What about this song?
Yeah, this song. Really getting stuck in my head, this one is. I guess I should get drunk and listen to it and see if I love it even more.
$2,200 for this. KLOS, who is this?
It's Jonathan.
Jonathan, you are caller 13.
Wow.
Nicely done.
I cannot believe I got through.
You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for the first and last name of a classic cartoon character.
Did you get up every Saturday morning back in the day and watch cartoons?
I did, yes.
Nice. All right, well, give us the name, the two name you think it might be. I'll tell you, first of all, the last couple of guesses were Fred Flintstone and Scooby-Doo. But what do you got for
us? And they were wrong.
They were wrong.
And this is worth $2,200.
I am going to go with olive oil.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Did you like Popeye?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. I always watched it, but I just, it bugged me for some reason.
Why did you always watch it?
Because there was nothing else
to
do.
What kind of choice is that?
Saturday morning. It's kind of my life, you know? Oh, well, sorry, dude, but tomorrow morning, if you can get up early with Heidi and Frank, it'll be worth $2,400 at
8 a.m.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Rolling Stones started recording their very first demo tapes in London at the Curly Clayton Studios on this day in rock in 1962. Black Sabbath began their first ever U.S. tour on this day in rock in 1970.